愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我想跟大家一起来学习使徒教会的人数增加。
Today I'd like to share with you the topic, the members multiplied in the apostolic church.
我们大家都很希望看到教会的人数增加。
We all hope to see that the members increase in our church.
因为这代表教会的兴盛。
Because it represents the mentality of the church.
那这也是代表神的同工。
It also represents the abidance of God.
也是神的荣耀。
It also glorifies God.
但是问题是要怎么做？
But the question is how to go about doing it.
所以我们看有的教会为着要如何发展圣工，大家都很爱主，但是意见都不太一样。
And so in a church, when they try to grow, although they love God very much, they have different opinions.
但是如果我们把圣经做我们发展圣工的一个准则，那我们就去发现原则很清楚。
But if we use the Bible as the center point to grow our church, then it is very clear.
所以如果圣经读得很熟，我们大家都知道应该要怎么做。
So if we are familiar with the Bible, then we know what we ought to do.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
So look at Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
So look at Acts chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？第七节。
7.
耶稣对他们说，父凭自己所的权柄所定的时候不是你们知道的。第八节。
8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。使徒行传呢，就是使徒传福音的一本传记。
We see the book of Acts is the recording of what the disciples did.
所以《使徒行传》也有人把它称作《圣灵行传》，就是圣灵怎么带领教会发展的一部传记。
And so we also people also call this the Acts of the Holy Spirit. That is how the Holy Spirit helped grow the church.
使徒行传第一章第九节，主耶稣是又升到天上去了。
And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 9, Jesus went up to heaven.
但是主耶稣的工作继续下来。
But we see, well, we know that Christ's work continues to proceed.
因为他把圣灵降下来。
Because he had sent down the Holy Spirit.
降在门徒的心里面。
The Holy Spirit had come upon the hearts of the people.
所以使徒教会的圣工是借着使徒做工具，在圣灵的带领下来推动的。
And so the work of God was upon the people, and it worked upon the people.
那今天教会就是耶稣的身体。
And so today the church is the body of Christ.
所以主耶稣这个头在天上，但是他的身体在地上。
So the head is God in heaven, but his body he is here on earth.
因此主的工作继续下去，就是借着教会在推动。
And so, in order for the work of Christ to continue, it is through the church.
但是主耶稣讲得很清楚，要把圣工发展，第一个是要得着能力。
But it is very clear from Jesus that in order to grow, we must have strength.
因为神的国的特色就是全能。
Because the special part of the kingdom of heaven is that it is almighty.
也就是说，需要有权柄，神的国度才能够扩张。
That is, we must have the power in order to expand the gospel.
那倒过来讲，就是如果我们没有权柄，神的国就很难拓张。
And so, another way of saying it is that if we don't have the power, then it is very difficult to progress the church.
所以马可福音第一章，我们回来看马可福音第一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
主耶稣出来传道理。
When Jesus began his ministry,
让人感觉第一个感觉就是他有权柄。
The first feeling that people had was that he had the power.
我们看马可福音第一章
，Mark chapter 1,
二十一节
，verse 21.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。二十二节
，22.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。这个地方讲主耶稣那个世代有很多人在教训人。
We can see here that a lot of people at the time were teaching.
但是主耶稣非常不一样。
But Jesus was different.
说有权柄的。
He had authority.
啊，特别讲不像文士。
And they especially mentioned that it was not like the teachers, other teachers of law.
这个权柄就是从神来的一种能力。
This power and authority comes from God.
那这个能力就是在他讲的道理上表现。
And this is shown through his teachings and his
words. 也就是他讲的道能够震撼人心，能够改变人心，能够更新人的观念。
That is, his words can shake and change people.
这个没有神的能力是做不来的。
This is impossible without the power of God.
因为人就是人。
Because humans are only humans.
人讲的话就是人的话。
What we speak are only human words.
但是当神的灵在人心中感动，带有权柄的话，就好像两刃的利剑。
But when the words come with the power and authority of God, it is like a spear, an arrow.
会砸到人的心里面。
It's like a sword. It will pierce the hearts of man.
这样人才愿意改变。
That way people can change.
所以权柄是很重要的。
So that's why power and authority is important.
我们看马可第一章。
这个 Mark chapter 1.
马可第一章的25节。
Verse 25.
耶稣责备说：“不要作声，从这个人身上出来。”把乌鬼叫了。26节，
26.
那人抽了一阵大风就出来。27节，
27.
众人惊讶，以致彼此问说：“这是什么新道理啊？”他用权柄污秽乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。这个地方在讲啊，主耶稣吩咐乌鬼。
Here, where we can see that Jesus addressed the evil spirit.
鬼是一种灵界的存在。
Satan is a spiritual being.
鬼带有全能。
The spirit has its powers.
鬼的作为包括在外面附到人的心里。
Some of the works of the evil spirit is to dwell inside people.
但是其实鬼也用着很多不同的方法在控制人的心。
But the evil spirit also uses other ways to control our hearts.
所以很多人没有办法信主啊。圣经说，因为心眼被魔鬼弄瞎了，看不到基督的福音。
We often say if somebody who is not able to accept the gospel is because the eye of their heart has been blinded by the evil spirit.
但是主耶稣一吩咐乌鬼，那个乌鬼的人马上在地上打滚就出来了。
But when Jesus rebuked the spirit, it shook violently and came out of the man.
这个就是权柄。
That is authority.
所以大家很惊讶，这个道理还有权柄，连鬼都可以听从。
People were so amazed that this man that he was able to chase out the spirit.
28节，他的名声就传遍了。
We see that news about him had spread.
为什么主耶稣名声传遍？
Why did his name spread?
因为鬼都服了他。
Because even evil spirits obeyed him.
带有权柄。
It had great authority.
所以名声就远传。
And so his name had spread.
今天主耶稣的身体就是教会。
Today the body of Christ is the church.
所以教会应该有权柄啊，来制服乌鬼。
So the church should have the power to control those evil spirits.
我们再看第三个权柄的表现。
Let's look at the third manifestation of authority.
30节。
Verse 30.
耶稣的岳母正害热病躺着，有人告诉耶稣。31节。
31.
耶稣近前拉着他的手，扶起他来，热就退了。这个地方讲西门的岳母害热病。
We see that here Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with fever.
但是耶稣拉着他的手扶他，他热就退了。
But all Jesus did was help her up, and her fever left her.
这就是权柄。
This is authority.
有权柄医病。
He had the authority to heal the sick.
人做不到的，因为神的权柄全部都可以做得出来。
What man cannot do can be done by God.
所以今天我们的教会需要权柄。
And so today our church needs authority.
这是主耶稣吩咐使徒的。
This is what was told by Jesus to the disciples.
那在他升天以前，他应许要给我们权柄。
And so before Christ went to heaven, he promised to give us this authority.
我们看路加福音24章。
Look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
47节。
Verse 47.
并且人要奉他的名传道悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷 直到万邦啊，你们就是这些事的见证。这里主耶稣告诉他们，要奉耶稣的名传悔改赦罪的道。
Here, Jesus tells them that they must preach the repentance and forgiveness using the name of Christ.
那从耶路撒冷到外邦。
That is beginning from Jerusalem to other nations.
这是一种使命的托付。Mission, 托付。
This is the mission.
然后要怎么来完成这个托付呢？
And how should we complete this mission?
49节。
49.
我要将父所应许的降临在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，你们从领受从上头来的能力。
Verse 49, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
这里英文说 clothes, 好像衣服这样穿上去，从上面的能力，好像衣服这样穿到你身上，你走到哪里，大家都看得到。
So here, they use the word clothe, that is, it's being put on the person so that when you go out, you will be seen with it.
所以今天我们教会所需要的就是重新再一次穿上神应许给我们那个权柄。
And so today in our church, what we need to do is to put on that clothe again and receive that power.
那我们就能够把神的托付做得好。
And in that way, we can do the mission correctly.
那怎么让我们能够来预备这个权柄？
And so how do we prepare ourselves for this authority?
我们再回到使徒行传第一章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
12节。
Verse 12.
那一座山在橄榄山离耶路撒冷有不远，约有安息日可走的地方。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去。十三节。
13。
进了城，就上了一间楼房，就在那里，彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓利、多买、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、分锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。这里列了好多的人名。
Here we see a lot of names.
主要都是使徒。
They were disciples.
然后十四节。
14。
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的兄弟，都同心合意，恒切祷告。这个地方说还有几个妇人。
It says here that there were some other women.
然后还有耶稣的母亲，还有耶稣的兄弟。
And also the Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers.
那这些人到底有几个人？
And so how many were there?
我们看15节。
See verse 15.
那时又有许多人聚会，有120个人，大概有120个人。
So there were about 120 people.
那这120个人扣除11个使徒，大概还有109个。
And so among the 120, we minus 11 of the apostles, and there's about 109 of them.
那这109个扣除主耶稣的母亲跟他的兄弟，大概还有100个其他的人。
And then excluding also the Mary, mother of Jesus and his brothers, there's probably another 100 of them.
那这个第十四节特别提到有几个妇人。
In 14 it says there was some other women.
所以使徒教会是在第二章开始建立的。
And so we see that the apostolic church began in chapter 2.
但是在第一章有120个人。
But in chapter 1 there was 120 people.
这是使徒教会一个核心的一群。
This is a very united
core member.
These were the core members.
所以我们教会要推动你不论哪个地方要成立祈祷所或者成立教会，里面一定要有一个骨干，这个就是核心。
And so, whether an area wants to establish a house of prayer or a church, there must be these core people.
那这个核心的这一群里面还有骨干，那个叫做柱石。
And then there must be a type of supportive pillar.
这个叫柱石。
And so that is a pillar.
所以这个120个人里面，彼得、雅各、约翰三个叫做柱石。
And Peter, James, Peter, John, and James, they are the pillars.
所以这个120个人大概分作三种人。
And so among these 120, there are three kinds of people.
第一个就是有身份的。
That is those who have the status.
就是被主耶稣拣选做使徒的。
That is those who were chosen to be the disciples of God. Jesus.
这个使徒的身份都是带有一种使命的，要传福音。
And this always comes with a command, and that is to preach.
所以今天我们教会圣工要发展，需要有核心。那核心从哪里来？
So in order to develop our church, we must have a heart of unity.
第一种人就是有身份。
And the first, in order to have that, is to have this kind of status.
就是教会被安立的长老执事传道。
And that is the, these are the elders, the deacons, and the pastors.
还有教会被选立的负责人。
And the elected council members.
或者教会所任用的宗教教育的教员。
These are also the RE teachers.
这个身份, 是神赐给我们的。
This status was bestowed upon us by God.
是带有使命的。
It comes with a command.
就是要复兴我们的教会。
That is, we must build up the church.
那怎么做? 就是要从祷告开始。
And how do we do it? That is through prayer.
所以每一个祷告的场合, 我们都希望能够看到所有教会带有身份的人都能够参加。
And so during each prayer, we hope to see all different kinds of people with this status.
因为这是推动教会的根本, 如果没有权柄, 教会推不动。
Because this helps roll on the church works.
所以, 第一个是有身份的, 有使命的。
That is, so the first is to the people who have this status and this command.
第二种人是十节几个妇人。
And then the other kind is what we see is the women.
我们知道, 主耶稣在十字钉十字架的时候, 抹大拉的玛利亚, 在十字架下, 他被埋葬的时候, 抹大拉的玛利亚在坟墓门口, 在看他的坟墓。
We know that Mary was at the feet of Jesus when he was on the cross. We know she was at the tomb of Jesus.
这是几个妇人的一个代表。
This is the representation of the women.
因为她身上有七个鬼。
Because she had seven, because they had seven evil spirits.
后来主耶稣把他赶出去。
But then Jesus cast them out.
所以从那一天开始, 他就开始过服侍神的生活。
And so from then on, she became lived a life of servitude.
不但跟着耶稣到处去, 而把自己的财物供给主耶稣的需要。
She not only followed Christ, but she gave up everything.
主耶稣传道的生活 是很简单, 是一种受苦。
Jesus' ministry is very simple, but it is suffering as well.
那为什么这个妇人愿意呢?
And so why was this woman willing to do so?
主要是一种感恩。
Because of a thankful heart.
我们知道身体一部分出毛病, 你整个身体都有问题。
We know that if a part of our body has a problem, our whole body has a problem.
家里面有一个人出问题, 整个家庭都不正常。
If a person in your family and a family has a problem, then the entire family has that problem. And sometimes there are problems we cannot solve.
那在这个时候,
but here at this point, God's grace had come upon them, and so their problems were solved.
我们可以想那一种感动,那一种感受是何等的深。
We can imagine that kind that is so is deeply touching.
是主把我身上的鬼赶出去, 是主让我们全家庭生活正常。
It is God, it is Christ who drove out the demons. It is Christ who allows us to have a good family.
是主让我有新的生活。
It is Christ that allows me to have a normal life.
所以每一次讲到他过去的问题解决了, 他充满着感谢。
So every time they think about the problems that were solved, she was full of thanks.
所以今天教会啊, 凡是对神的恩典有感受, 有感恩的人, 都需要参加教会的祷告。
And so anyone who has felt God, who is thankful for God, must come to church and pray.
因为这个是最基本的工作, 是每一个人连老人小孩子都可以做的。
Because this is such a basic task to do, all young and old can do it.
是感恩的这些妇人在加入祷告。
So it is these thankful women with addition of prayer.
真的感恩很有力量。
Truly, a thankful heart is very powerful.
感恩是自动自发的。
Thankfulness is spontaneous.
所以有时候我们看到一个小孩子对父母很感恩, 真的父母不需要跟他讲什么, 他会对父母很好。
When we see that a child is thankful to their parents, they automatically do it. They'll be good to their parents.
我们在教会里面常常看到有的会懂得感恩的弟兄姐妹, 真的是自动自发在爱神。
We see brothers and sisters in church who are thankful, they just automatically, naturally serve God.
觉得我亏欠神很多，我要为神做一些事情啊。
They feel that they owe Christ so much that they must do something.
哦，所以这个这种爱主是很自动的，不需要人讲。
This kind of love is spontaneous. Nobody needs to tell them to do it.
这是第二种人。
This is the second kind of per people.
第三种人。
The third kind.
这里讲主耶稣的母亲。
Here it is the mother of Jesus.
主耶稣的母亲从怀孕那一天开始，她就知道这个小孩子就是神。
From the day his mother conceived, she knew this was Christ, or this was God.
因为她最清楚，她没有结婚啊。
She knows because she was never married.
天使又跟她讲，蒙大恩的女子。
Because the angel said, Mary full of grace.
神要借着圣灵让你怀孕。
The Holy Spirit will give you a child.
救主要借着你生出来。
The Savior will come from you.
所以从主耶稣很小啊，有时候主耶稣讲的话，他妈妈听不懂。
And so when Jesus spoke to his mother, sometimes she wouldn't understand.
因为主耶稣虽然12岁，但是他的灵性已经超越了玛利亚。虽然玛利亚的灵性很好。
Although Christ was 12, his faith had surpassed Mary, even though Mary's faith was good herself.
所以玛利亚就把主耶稣讲的话就反复思想，在头脑一直想。
And so Mary would always be thinking about what Jesus said.
所以这个玛利亚也加入了这个祷告的行列。
And so Mary also had this kind of prayer life.
今天如果我们对神真的有认识，
So today if we really know God,
我们会很渴慕参与教会圣工。
We will really fervently participate in the work of our church. Why?
因为神是尊贵又伟大的。
Because God is almighty.
所有世界工作的价值都会消失。
Everything, every other work in the world will go away.
不管你年薪多少钱。
It doesn't matter how much money you have.
如果跟神没有关系，都是空的。
If you have no relationship with God, it is all vanity.
但是如果我们的生活懂得来服侍神，
But if we know how to serve God in our lives,
我们在神面前那个价值是永恒的。
Then how much is our value to God?
所以对神有认识的人，每一个人都会很渴慕服侍神。
So anyone who really knows God will fervently serve Him.
因为他太荣耀了。
Because God is just full of glory.
他太伟大。
He is too great.
他愿意让我们来服侍他，这是一种恩典，也是一种机会。
Allowing us to serve Him is an opportunity and glory.
所以为着生活，我们不得已要在世界上赚钱谋生。
And so our life is not just about gaining money in our lives.
但是如果把钱当神，这个神是死的。
If we treat money as God, then it is dead.
所以人还没有老以前，你就发现钱是死的。
So before we even get old, we know that money is a dead end.
所以人要把握机会来服侍神。
So we must take hold of the opportunity to serve God.
那服侍神的第一步不是教会你派什么工作给我做，有一个工作不需要教会派，就是参加祷告。
So it's not just the assignments that we're given in church, but rather it's the one that's not given, and that is prayer.
所以使徒教会的三种人合在一起，变成一种核心来发展圣工。
And so these three types of people came together and allowed to develop the church.
那在使徒教会里面，我们就可以看到他们的祷告很有权柄跟能力。
We can see in that this early church, their prayers had a lot of authority and power.
我们看第二章。
这个 Acts chapter 2,
第一节。
Verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，还像大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子。这里讲忽然，就是预料不到的时候，天上响声下来。
Here it says suddenly, so before no one no one ever knew, it came.
这个大风啊，就是气息，神的灵好像气息这样吹过来。
And so here the Spirit of God came violently like a wind.
然后舌头好像火焰这样落下来。
And then tongues of fire came down on them.
然后他们就被圣灵充满。
And so then they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那被圣灵充满就是被神的能力权柄充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit means to be filled with the power and authority of God.
那个现象就是大风吹过，大火降下来。
And, the, and it was shown by the violent wind and the fiery tongues.
对，你看那个风很大的时候，连树根都可以拔起来。
We know that violent winds can even uproot trees.
所以有哪一个人说我个性脾气不能改变呢？对，因为没有能力，你没有办法改变。
If people say I cannot change my personality or who I am, but then, well, true, because you,
so you 没有办法改变了。
You're just not able to change.
但是如果你被这个圣灵的大的能力，大风一吹过，有个连那个个性的这个根都拔起来，罪根都拔起来。
But if you are blown by this violent wind, then we can uproot all of our sins.
这个能力是很大的。
This power is great.
要火降下来。
And fire comes down.
你想想看，主耶稣被钉十字架。
Imagine when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
这是一个很羞耻的死的方法。
This is a very shameful way of dying.
所以你跟那些门徒大家心灰意冷啊。
All of the hearts of the disciples were saddened.
因为这个他们说的主人被钉十字架了。
Because their Savior, their Christ was nailed on the cross.
啊，犹太人到处要找那个信耶稣的，要跟耶稣的，要抓来逼迫。
The Jews were hunting all the Christians and looking for to them to persecute them.
大家都躲起来。
And so we see that everyone hid.
即使他们到楼上祷告，那个楼也要关起来。
When they went up to the upper room to pray, they had to shut the doors.
为什么到楼上？
Why did they go to the upper rooms?
没有人看到啊。
Because no one was there to see.
所以这个代表他们那个时候的心情啊是很沉重的。
We can see that at the time they were heavy-hearted.
哦，但是当这个火一降下来
，But when this fire descended on them,
火在心里燃烧
，The fire burned in their hearts.
哇，这个就充满着动力呀、啊。
This gave them much.
所以主耶稣说：“我为神的殿心里着急，如同火在烧。”
My heart is just burning like fire.
如果大家被圣灵充满
，If everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们大家会为着教会的圣工心里着急，好像火在烧。
Then we can then we'll be our hearts will be burning for the to serve in our church.
人对人的勉励是有限的。
Our encouragement to people is limited.
但是当神的灵那个火降下来，那个能力是无限的。
But when the fire comes down upon us, it is that kind of strength is unlimited.
所以要让整个教会火热起来，只有一个方法，大家跪下来祷告。
So to build up a church, we must all pray.
当那个灵降下来，那个火在烧的时候，每一个人都心里火热。
Then all of our hearts will be burning when the fire descends on us.
这个是当时使徒教会圣工发展的开始。
This was how this early church started to develop.
哦，所以我们看，虽然当时犹太教的势力非常的大
although the power the Jewish power at the time was great，
大到把耶稣钉十字架
，it was so great that it crucified Christ on the cross。
但是，竟然他们能够突破这个犹太教的势力
，but they were able to break through that persecution。
基督教开始，3000个人信耶稣
，and then 3000 people。Believed in Christ.
这个三千人都是不怕死的。
These 3,000 did not fear death.
都是公开的。
It is open.
为什么
？Why?
就是因为圣灵的工作。
Because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
在40天前，耶稣还被钉十字架。
40 days ago, Christ was nailed on the cross.
但今天我要信耶稣。
But today I want to believe in Christ.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because he had resurrected.
他就是救主。
He is the Savior.
他的名大有能力。
His name comes with great power.
他的灵已经降在我身上。
His power has already descended upon me.
所以我要信他。
So I want to believe in him.
什么也挡不住。
I cannot be stopped.
所以彼得在讲道理。
So when Peter is preaching.
讲完道理。
When he finished preaching.
他们就问彼得怎么我应该怎么做。
They asked Peter how, in verse 37.
彼得讲得很不客气，你要悔改。
How do we do it? And Peter just replied, you must repent.
今天有头有脸的人，穿得很整齐的人，你叫他悔改，没有这么简单啊。
People who today are very pomp and proud. They how can they how can they repent?
很多社交的场合就是要被别人捧，被大家赞美。
A lot of people want to be praised by others.
那这种场合是没有办法得救的，因为你没有办法对付自己的罪。
There's no way anybody like that can be saved because they can't face their sins.
所以他问彼得，那我们怎么做？
So they asked Peter, how shall we do this?
彼得没有说你们很好。
Peter didn't say, you guys are doing good.
彼得说你们要悔改。
Peter said, you have to repent.
你们有罪了。
You have sinned.
所以你们要悔改。
That's why you must repent.
大家就乖乖的接受洗礼。
And so they followed and they were baptized.
这个就是圣灵的权柄所带来工作的果效。
So this is the results that come from the power of the Holy Spirit.
人很甘心的顺服圣灵的引导悔改来接受神的果。
People are able to follow the teachings and repent and be baptized.
不然的话，一个人心中有罪，那个心是硬的像金刚石，根本就没有办法悔改。
Or else, if a person is full of sin, their hearts are hardened; they cannot repent.
但是不管一个人的心多硬，神的能力更大。
But no matter how hard their hearts are, God's power is greater.
神的话能够击到中间，把它打开来，把它改变。
Can get to the center of it and break open and help them change.
今天我们需要依靠这个能力。
Today we must rely on this power.
我们教会才能够发展。
In order for our church to continue developing.
这个是教会发展的第一步。
This is the first step.
要被圣灵充满。
That is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让那个大风的能力吹到我们身上，那个大火在我们身上燃烧。
We must allow that wind to blow upon us and that fire to come down upon us and burn within us.
我们教会充满神的能力。
May our church be filled with this authority
and power. 圣工就会发展。
And that way our holy work will progress.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
285首。
285。
我们十月二十日到二十五日有秋季的灵恩布道会。
Coming up, we will have our spiritual convocation.
十月二十到二十五。
October 20 to 26.
大概还有三个月。
It's about 3 months.
啊，请我们做两件事情。
Please do the following two things.
请我们每一天为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
May we pray for this spiritual convocation daily.
每一次聚会为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
Every time during service, please pray for this spiritual convocation.
求神的灵运行在他的身体，教会是教会充满能力。
May God's Spirit come upon this church and give it power.
我们人没有办法做什么。
Humans cannot really do anything.
神能够做工。
God can work.
第二件事情。
Second.
就是请我们带慕道朋友来。
Please bring truth seekers with us.
想得到的人都尽量邀他。
Bring anyone we can think of.
只要我们这样很用心的这样来做这两件事情。
If we can really work on doing these two things.
我们可以一定看到神在我们当中动工。
We can see God's work, God work among us.
我们最后要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们为着圣工来祈祷。
We pray for the holy work.
然后为着身体欠软的同龄来代祷。
And pray for those who are weak.
我们祷告15分钟。
And pray 15 minutes.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down and pray.